Well, welcome to Foreman and Wolf on WYPR. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And Cindy, it's a funny thing. How many customers that come into restaurants, how many people that you speak to, what's the number one thing that they are afraid of cooking?
Fish.
Why do you think?
I understand, actually. I think it's intimidating from the very beginning. You know, where do you buy it? What do you look for when you buy it? You know, and then you have to get it in your house. You know, because that can be a process, because you might have to, if it's the middle of summertime, you're going to have to cool it on the way home in a cooler. You know, it's a volatile product. And but when it's very fresh, and it's one of the best things you can eat. And frankly, I will say right now, my favorite way to eat excellent fish is raw. I love raw fish. I think it just really, the texture.
Raw one is beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, the texture, the way that it tastes, it's so pristine and perfect.
It's all the qualifiers, right? And so it's all the, like, if it's perfect, if
right.
It's pristine, if it's really fresh, but is it so fresh that it still is rigor mortis? Do you have to actually wait a couple of hours, you know? Because that happens, certainly with some fish more than others, but that definitely happens.
Yeah.
Like with the fluke, it's like, you know, 6-8 hours you have to.
Right. Well, the other fear, and what you're getting at, is how to cook it. You know, it's not only buying it, storing it in your refrigerator. I mean, do you really want to bring home a piece of fish and put it in your refrigerator with all your other stuff? And yes, you do, if it's really fresh. Because if it's really fresh, it should smell like the sea.
Well,
or the water it came from.
I had a friend who was like not that big on eating fish.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd always say, well, but what if you don't like the way the sea smells?
Well, that's, I don't even
yeah,
have to
I'm,
say
exactly,
that.
Right? I'm like, that's,
Jesus,
why don't you just say that you had a lot of fish that was maybe not very nice when you were a kid?
Well, and it hangs around. When I was a kid, my sister and I were talking about this.
My sister was
just visiting, and we grew up, I lived in North Carolina when I was a little girl, and I don't recall eating much seafood when I was little, but we were way off the coast. So, but then I lived in Indiana, in the Midwest. In the 70s, there wasn't any good fresh fish unless you got it from a lake.
It was a world full of fish sticks.
And that was awesome, of course. But it was, not in my family. There were no fish sticks in our agenda.
No, my mother, Wolf, no, that's not her.
No,
that's
my
not
mother
her
always made fresh food from scratch, period. And she wanted her family to eat in a healthy way. Always did. We always had a balanced meal. Always had a very fresh vegetable. Always had some sort of, in her mind, a starch and then a meat. You know, and we often had salad and things like that. But getting back to fish, I grew up on cod and scrod. And I mean, my sister and I were just talking about it, and she didn't even remember eating it. And I said, well, you know what? Maybe it is because my sister's 6 years older than me. So by the time I was in the seventh grade, she was gone into college. And I remember the cod and scrod. Maybe it was more available by that time. Maybe that's why she didn't remember it. But
maybe your mom just began the experiments with cod and scrod.
Oh God, it was horrible. I hated fish because it wasn't her fault and by any means, because my mom is a good cook. But it was always baked in the oven with butter and maybe lemon. She always overcooked it. It was always cooked all the way through, which I think came from a fear of hers and not knowing. And as good of a cook as my mom, that's a perfect example of what happens with
someone that cares and can cook a number of things, but not that.
Yeah, she just didn't know how to deal with it and didn't grow up on it either. So, I mean, I guess if my mother was from the coast of Maine or the coast of South Carolina, maybe, you know, she would have grown up cooking differently rather than being someone from Pennsylvania that's landlocked as well. And, you know, but also, you know, just things have changed so much over the last 30 years in food and what's available to us in our country. And I think that's a really big point. If you don't live in a coastal area, you are able to get really great fish because I didn't
grow up in the Midwest. I grew up here in Maryland.
Right.
And my seafood experience was almost exclusively because of my dad. Mm-hmm. And my dad would want to stand and shuck oysters in the kitchen.
Which is awesome.
And, you know, and just eat a million oysters. And just raw little lemon or Tabasco or just, you know, or with a beer, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's welcome to Maryland. Here you are.
Absolutely.
That's what you get, right?
Right.
Or steamed crabs in the backyard. That's great. But that's not fish.
No.
That's not fish. And then my first real fish experience was my mother was dating somebody and guy drops off a bluefish. And she bakes it in the oven covered in tartar sauce and breadcrumbs.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Yeah,
Oysters, raw oysters, love them.
Mm-hmm.
Crabs, also
mm-hmm.
love them.
Mm-hmm.
Fish.
Oily fish covered with tartar sauce. Bluefish is very oily.
No, baked with the tartar sauce and breadcrumbs on it.
That's not okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, but that's part of how people used to, they just, yeah. yeah. just didn't.
This was actually a fresh product.
You're talking about the 1970s too, I bet.
Oh yeah. This is.
Because we were both born.
This is probably like July 5th or 6th, 1976. I think I can pinpoint it. Yeah.
And well, so
to go from
people have advanced since then. I mean,
well, no question. But
there's still a lot of concerns about how to cook fish.
And getting seafood and getting really fresh stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The time that struck me, 11, 12 years ago, in autumn before opening Pazzo, going to Sicily and going to a little restaurant,
life-changing,
on the coast,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Pete Lavolsi and I. It's just the two of us, and we go and we walk past
the
this place.
Chef. Yeah.
And we walk past the place, and there's the dock is there, and a guy pulls up at the dock, and I'm trying to learn Italian, and this guy was speaking Sicilian dialect, and so I'm like an idiot, just walk up and start talking to the guy, and he's like, "Go talk to my brother,
great.
You know,
mm-hmm.
who he's going to open the restaurant in an hour."
Wow.
I said, "It's 7 o'clock." He's, "Yeah, but he won't get any of these fish cleaned until he's just come in from the Mediterranean with fish for tonight's dinner, and people are sitting at the tables waiting."
That's awesome. That's so great.
They know what the point is.
Nothing better than that.
And okay, one brother fisherman, the other brother's going to cook it. You're going to have nice fish.
And perfect.
Pete and I were supposed to go to a much fancier place, and I'm like,
we're
going to sit out here. We sat on the porch in front of the restaurant and had just one plate after the other, a little tiny calamaretti or a little grilled octopus, and then one fish after another, just like either simply grilled or one was fried in really strong olive oil with caper berries.
That's
it was
so
just
great.
Amazing.
That's so
and
great.
Very simple, and it was just like a big bowl of fruit on the table, and olives on the table, and olive oil, and chilies, and that's it.
Can we go there right now?
It was ridiculous.
And you could see the water from there?
We sat there, and we looked at the guy's boat. The other brother was still cleaning
perfect.
His boat. Drinking wine the whole time, but cleaning
wine,
his boat,
cleaning
so it was going
boat,
slow.
Getting ready to go back out the next day. That's cool.
But it struck me that, like, we're in Maryland. We have all this coast.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't occur.
I
don't think there's the fantasy of it occurring, I think, in some places along the bay, but it's maybe guys dropping off crabs or something, but it's not, you know, the restaurant, the whole point is the actual fish, the beautiful fish coming
mm-hmm.
out of the bay
mm-hmm.
or the fish coming off of the ocean along the, you know, the beaches in Maryland. And I don't know why we don't like.
Why don't we have that here?
Yeah, why?
I don't know, because I wondered that when we moved here. I'm like, wait a minute. I came from Charleston. That was a coastal area. You had fishing boats coming in all the time into Charleston. It is a different body of water. But we're on the ocean, obviously. But I expected there to be docks with fishermen on it right outside of the restaurant.
Yeah, where the brother, you know, dropping stuff off and the other guy. No. Oh,
could we make that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to make that happen. But
ooh.
But anyway, because there is nothing better than the beautiful fresh stuff right away.
Absolutely. Well, and that's life-changing to have it like you did, or when I've been to northern Spain and being along the coast there. I mean, realizing how beautiful fresh fish is and seafood and shellfish.
We got these three lobsters today. Which one do you want?
Right.
We're actually not cooking anything else because we got these three lobsters today.
There you go. Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
You know, all right, can we... Total non sequitur.
Yeah.
But let's go back to the fear factor with fish.
Mm-hmm.
So people are afraid of cooking it, but they're also afraid of dealing with it if it's really fresh. And I would like you to read a particularly violent memoir about fish.
This is crazy. I have to read this. All right. So this is from La Russe and Gastronomique,
which is a great reference
book for cooking. It's about eel. Prepare yourself for this because this is kind of crazy to read. But to kill an eel, seize it with a cloth and bang its head violently against a hard surface. To skin it, put a noose around the base of the head and hang it up. Slit the skin in a circle just beneath the noose. Pull away a small portion of the skin, turn it back, take hold of it with a cloth, and pull it down hard. Clean the eel by making a small incision in its belly. Cut off and discard the head and the end of the tail. Wash and wipe dry. Okay, that's one of the most violent passages I've ever seen about anything to do with food. I was horrified when I read it this morning.
It is also good direct advice.
It is. It's perfect. I mean, it's right. It's the way it's been done since the beginning of time because eel has been eaten forever. But, you know, that's
when I worked with Jean-Pierre at the Union League, he was, you know, this gigantic chef from Alsace. I was like, okay, this is the way. Bumped is the sound of the eels hitting the table.
Yeah, well, that's because they come in live.
Yeah.
And that's how you have to deal with it. You have to...
And you better pick them right up from the ice while they're chilled down, because if they're warmed up,
they're going to be and all
like,
over the
and
place.
And like in a sink or swimming around or something?
Yeah, they're violent.
You're going to get...
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
You better pay attention, yeah.
Yeah, that's very crazy to hear, but that's, you know... So there's
you want
some,
it fresh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean that's we you know we've had the guys over the years who show up with the big cooler of rockfish, you know that
mm-hmm.
that right at the beginning of Puzzle, a guy shows up with a big cooler of rockfish, the first time and Pete's like, well, what do we do? These are alive. I'm like, put one on the table. He's flipping around, you flip your French knife around. You just tap him, you know, just tap him where his brain is. He's done.
Okay. Right. So okay. That's what you do if you get something
with the
live.
Part of
yeah,
the program.
Yeah. Then let's move into, you know, let's talk quickly about what you look for when you go to the market to buy. I think you almost have to start there. What were you going to say?
Let's pick a couple of basic fish or type of fish mm-hmm. that people should expect to maybe see if they're going to buy whole fish. You know, what are the types of things that you see and what are the general characteristics they look for?
Well, I think salmon is pretty around. So, you know, you may see whole salmon, you may see. Well, you're definitely here going to see whole rockfish. That's the biggest thing you're going to see because it's indigenous to our seacoast. So, and all up and down the northeastern seacoast. So, there's a lot of it. Thank goodness. Yeah, perch. You know, you're always looking for bright red gills, clear eyes. I think there's one variety of fish that actually never has clear eyes. I can't remember what it was, but it's everything else has clear eyes. So the eyes should be clear. The gills should be bright red. If you are able to touch the fish, which, you know, you can't do that everywhere, but if you're allowed to, you know, the flesh wants to bounce back very quickly. Obviously, it wants to smell good. In other words, it does want to smell fresh. It wants to smell like the
clean.
Sea, by,
I mean,
like some
yeah.
body of water. Yeah, it wants to, yes. And the scales should be clinging to the fish. If the scales are coming off easily, then they're not clinging to the fish. It's been dead for too long. So those are some of the basic things, you know, smell, touch, visuals, and that's what you're looking for.
The gills, not everyone knows where gills are on most fish.
Right,
it's,
below
if you
the...
look behind the eyes mm-hmm. and behind like the cheekbone
mm-hmm.
that's sort of tucked in there, you can lift them up. It's like a little flap that has almost like a fan or something. Mm-hmm.
And, they
and you'll
should
see
be
the, you'll see the color there. And if there's a smell there, you definitely don't want the
fish.
Oh,
definitely not. Well, and the other thing, and you talk about that, right there in the cheeks. I mean, I remember when I first started cooking in Charleston, South Carolina, we had one of our local seafood guys who was a fisherman who would bring us fresh fish. Used to bring us grouper cheeks for employee meal. Oh, my gosh. So good. They would just give them to us. And this was, you know, in the mid-80s, early 80s. And now, of course, grouper cheeks are probably like, you know, $9 a pound. But there
all,
was
all
a time.
All the cheeks have gone up in price.
Yeah.
Cheeks have gotten flat out popular.
There was a time when cheeks used to be free. Yeah.
Yeah, veal cheeks, beef cheeks.
Well, it's like sweetbreads, but that's another topic, you know. But, yeah, so that's what you're looking for. Obviously, you know, my suggestion is you get in with a butcher, a seafood butcher or a store or a local, you know, we do have, thankfully, here in Baltimore, have plenty of local places that are sell just seafood. But that you develop a relationship with that person. And that's really the best situation is you start talking with them, you tell them what you're after, and you ask them what's fresh and great. And, you know, if you trust them, they're going to take care of you.
If you know Wednesday they're getting a great shipment of, you know, of two, three different kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
then Wednesday you plan that to be your menu. I mean,
yeah.
I would think.
Well, I think that's a little bit.
If you want to learn to cook fish at home properly, first thing you got to do is come up with great fish.
Yeah, and you need to be open-minded. What's available and is really fresh, that's what you should be buying, not what you went to the store with in your head necessarily.
Well, yeah, and sometimes you read a recipe. I think the thing that happens sometimes, people read a recipe and they hear, oh, it's pompano. I have to get pompano.
Mm-hmm.
What is pompano? It's a relatively, you know, oily, warm water fish that has really good flavor and skin that crisps up well. You want another fish that's like that if it's better than that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love pompano.
Well, when we come back on Formidable Wolf on Food and Wine, we'll talk about all the fish that Cindy loves.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just had to throw that in there.
I love pompano, too. That's why I mentioned it.
It's such a good fish.
And
a lot of people don't know what
it is. We'll get into cleaning them and mm-hmm. and filleting them and cooking them on Formidable Wolf on Food and Wine on WYPR.